So we're going to learn Masech Daf Vav, Masechtas Nazir. We are going to start, however, from three lines from the bottom on Daf Hey Amud Beis. So the sugya that we're talking about over here is just simply figuring out how many days is a Stam Nazirus. Of course, we learn it throughout Shas. We say Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yoim, and that's what the Mishnah on the Hey Amud Aleph says. However, there is a machlekes between Rav Masna and Bar Pada what the drasha is, and therefore it actually ends up being slightly different. According to Rav Masna, we learn it from the drasha of Yiyah, Kodesh Yiyah. So therefore, Yiyah B'Gematria is 30, so therefore Stam Naziris is in fact 30 days. However, according to Bar Pada, it's based on the fact that it says the word Nazir or some formulation of the word Nazir or Neder in the Parsha of Naziris, and it says it 29 times. So therefore, actually, the Naziris is 29 days, not 30 days. So when we discuss 30 days, it's because that the 30th day is when we go ahead and bring our Karbonos and shave and do the end process of the Naziris. So one other thing to point out, as the Gemara already pointed out, and it's going to be Negei again today, is that there seems to be a machlekes between Bar Poda and Rav Masna about whether we say Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi. According to Rav Masna, that says Stam Naziris is 30 days, it's the 30th day. On the 30th day, you're able to shave and bring karbonis, which means he holds Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi. The beginning of the day is enough to allow you to go ahead and then do the shaving and bring karbonis. Whereas, according to Bar Poda, that says the Naziris itself is 29 days, so then, he does not hold of the concept of Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi, at least, let me be clear, at least at the end of the Naziris. And since at the end of the Naziris you need that full day, you're going to need the full 29, and that's why, realistically, you're going to end up shaving, the Nazir is going to end up shaving on the 30th day. The 30th day is when he shaves and brings his karbanah. So when we say in the Mishnah, Stam Naziris Shloshim Yoim, according to Bar Poda, what that means is the Naziris part of it is 29 days, but the end, the unwinding of the Naziris, that happens on the 30th day. And this is the machlaikis that we're in the middle of discussing. And the Gemara is trying to bring different rayas, or more importantly, the Gemara is bringing Mishnayas that we're going to see later in the Masechta, and the question is going to be, how do Rav Masna and Bar Poda figure out, how do they fit their shitas into the words of the Mishnayas themselves? So we're going to continue with a few more quotes of the Mishnayas, and now we're up to we're going to start from three lines from the bottom on Hey Amud Beis. So we quote the Mishnah, Tanan, Misha Nozer Beis Naziris. So somebody who accepts upon himself two Naziris means back-to-back Naziris. When he finishes one, he then starts the next one. So here the halacha is, the Mishnah says, Megalech as Rishonu Yoim Lamid Ve'echod. So once again, we see this concept where you're going to shave on the 31st day. And the second Naziris, you're going to shave on the 61st day. So how do we get to that? How do we get to those numbers? So the Gemara itself says, Bishlam the Rav Masna Nicha. The Gemara doesn't explain, but the Gemara simply says that according to Rav Masna, this cheshbon makes sense. So let's talk about this. According to Rav Masna, once again, the Naziris is 30 days, and you'll shave on the 31st day. Not a problem. But the day 31 also is the beginning of, because it's not part of the Naziris anymore, it's no question that you could start the next Naziris on day 31. So day 31 is again day number 1. And day number 1 is going to go for 30 days, which is day 60. And once again, you're going to shave after the full 30 days, which is day 61. So according to Rav Masna, again, keeping it simple over here, according to Rav Masna, it comes out that we can understand why you shave on day 31, which is again the day after the full 30, and also on day 61, which again is the day after day 30. So that all makes sense according to Rav Masna. Now on the top of Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, El Bar Poda Kasha, but according to Bar Poda, this whole idea of bringing the Karbonis on the 31st day and not the 30th day, that in of itself was a Chiddush. So originally we said it's because we have to be talking about a case that, or we're comparing it to a case where you said that I was going to do 30 full days. So even if you're going to do 30 full days, So and therefore, really, be'etzem, you should be able to shave on the 30th day, not on the 31st. So okay, fine. So we're going to shave on the 31st, just in case you said 30 full days. Okay, but then it doesn't explain why you'd have to shave on day 61, because really, be'etzem, the Naziris was over on day 29, and day 30 already should have been counted towards the second Naziris, even though you were waiting to do the shaving just in case. But you certainly shouldn't have to wait another 31, or in this case, even 30, possibly 32 days, the way Tosfos learns. So according to Bar Poda, it's difficult to understand, and the kasha primarily is on why we would wait till day 61 to shave, if anything, and bring the korbanos. If anything, day 60 should have been enough, according to Bar Poda. To which the Gemara responds, Amaloch Bar Poda Ema Seifa. So once again, Bar Poda doesn't really tackle this part of the Mishnah head on. He goes to the next part of the Mishnah, which proves that his Shita is correct. Because it says, Im Gilach Es Rishoyno Liyoyim Shloishim, that if in fact he was, okay, maybe for Gzeira purposes you should wait till day 31. However, if in reality you shaved on the day 30, Migaleach Es Hashni Liyoyim Shishim, then you do the second one on the 60th day. So this all works very nicely according to Bar Poda, because according to Bar Poda, you're shaving on the 30th day, which, remember, is Bar Poda's regular standard shita, that you wait 29 and then bring the korbanos the next day on day 30. And then the same thing, you only have to wait 29 days. So if you're waiting 29 days, then that takes you to day 59. That's the end of 30 plus 29 is 59. So that takes you to the end of the second Naziris. And then you'll go ahead and you'll shave on day 60. So according to the Seifa of this Mishnah, the next line of the Mishnah that says that b'di'evid, this is what you did, it actually works out perfectly, realistically, only according to Bar Poda, because really everything is happening 29 plus 1, and then another 29 plus 1. So 29 plus 1 is the 30th day when you're going to bring korbanos, and then another 29 plus 1 is day 59, plus 1 is the 60. So the Seifa really works out according to Bar Poda very nicely. And the Gemara therefore has a problem, because if we thought the ratio made sense according to Rav Masna that said day 31 and 61, so now the Seifa, which doesn't, according to Rav Masna, you shouldn't be allowed to be shaving and bring a korbanah so early. So the Gemara itself asks, Ela Seifa Messiah. No, excuse me. Before we get back to Rav Masna, the Gemara itself has to first explain Bar Poda. Fine, so I get it. You're very good. Bar Poda makes sense in the Seifa. The Seifa is consistent with your Shita. Messiah Lei. Reisha, so what are you going to do with the Reisha? But the Reisha, on the other hand, still requires that you wait till 31 and 61, which, as we explained already, according to Bar Poda, is not why are we waiting so many days. So the Gemara answers, Ba'omer Shleimim. Okay, so now, it's where I specifically said that I want full 30. So since I said I want the full 30, so now, excuse me, so now you have no choice. You have to wait till 31, and again, the same thing is going to be on day 61. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait till the end, because that was the type of Naziris you specifically designed. So it's not so much of a chiddush, other than the fact that it works out. Even the Mishnah, I guess, according to Bar Poda. Oh, sorry. So according to Bar Poda, we're okay. And the Gemara continues, Ulu Rav Masna Kasha Seifa. But according to Rav Masna, the Seifa is very difficult. Because according to Rav Masna, you need a minimum of 30 days the first time, and then you can only take care of you can only complete your process on day 31. So how is it possible to bring the korbanos on day 60? So Amalach Rav Masna says, Kediktani Seifa. Whereas the Seifa itself says, and the reason why it works is Yoim Shloishim Oila Lekan Ulekan. So it's because the 30th day, meaning the 30th day of the first Naziris, counts towards the count of the second Naziris as well. So since the 30th day, really, according to Rav Masna, is you could bring your korbanos on that day. So Mamela, you're finished the Naziris on that day. So Mamela, you can start counting the next day, you can start counting the next 30. And that's why if you have to, now of course Bidiyev Lichat Chila, you should really be waiting 30, a full 30, and then start the count over on day 31. And once again, when you get to day 60, you've now got a complete 30, and you wait till day 61, which is why the Reisha says what it says. But Bidi Eved means really on day 30, you could bring your Karbonis if you needed to. And if you brought your Karbonis on day 30, so then you can already start counting on that day, and that day counts as the full 30, so day 30 to day 60 is the full 30, and you really should be waiting till 61. But if you went ahead and you brought your Karbonis according to Rav Masna, you would be able to bring your Karbonis on day 60, Bidi Eved. But the Gemara is saying, if that's what the point of the Mishnah is, so Mahi. When the Gemara says Mahi over here, it's not asking how does it work, because we just explained how it worked. But the Gemara is asking, so what would be the Chiddush of this Mishnah? It seems to be saying the same idea. We already know you can bring your Korbanos on the last day of your Naziris. Mahi, so what would be the reason why this works? Mixayam Kekuloi. So you're saying the reason why it works is because you hold a Mixayam Kekuloi, meaning that you could bring your Korbanos on the last day of the Naziris itself, and that's why that day could then count towards the second Naziris. The problem is, and here's the Gemara's Kasha, Ha'amracha Dezimna. We already said this, we already established this rule once before, we already know that was the whole point of Rav Masna. According to Rav Masna, that was the whole point of the previous Mishnayos, that you were able to bring the Korbanos on the last day. See, I don't know why my phone is totally not. It's the same thing, because it's the first Naziris, instead of one Naziris, it's two Naziris, but it's still the same halacha. So the Gemara says, no, there's an extra halacha over here. Ma'od teima hani mili le'inyan chodah Naziris. You might think that this idea that you're able to say Mixas Hayam Kekuloi applies when you're dealing with only one Naziris. Aval l'nashtei Naziris loy, but when you have two Nazirises, you don't. Now, what are we saying is as follows. The way Tosfos explains is that it's not a problem b'etzem with doing it twice. That's not the issue. The issue is like this. Everybody knows that the first day of the Naziris doesn't have to be a full day. It doesn't have to be a full day, because we all know that you could be Mekabel the Naziris in the middle of the day, and that day counts as your first day of the Naziris. And that goes even as far to say as if I was Mekabel the Naziris 10 minutes before Shkia. So if we're doing 10 minutes before Shkia, then obviously we understand that there's a Mixas Hayam Kekuloi. So the problem was as follows. The way Tosfos explains, the Chiddush of the Gemara is that you're saying Mixas Hayam Kekuloi, and you're using the same day to be part of two Naziruses. Yes, we understand that there's a Mixas Hayam Kekuloi in the beginning. The Chiddush is, or the Machloikis between Bar Poda and Rav Masna, is really whether we say Mixas Hayam Kekuloi at the end. But even according to Rav Masna, the Chiddush, to be able to say that the same day counts itself gets allocated to two different Naziruses, that is a Chiddush that we never saw before. And that's the Chiddush of the second Mishnah, because again, on that last day, you're bringing the Karbonis in the morning. Why? Because it's the last day of the first Nazirus. Fine, no problem, according to Rav Masna, Mixas Hayam Kekuloi. But then to go ahead and say that same day goes ahead and counts towards the Cheshbon of the next Nazirus, and to allow you even to be able to shave in the next 30 days later, that already is another Chiddush that we have to tell you. And that's why we have a Mishnah over here, to tell us that the same day Mixas Hayam Kekuloi could work in two different directions at the same time. Mixas Hayam Kekuloi in the first half of the day, and then a Mixas Hayam Kekuloi in the same day towards the second Naziris. Okay, so that's the Chiddush according to Rav Masna. Moving on. The Gemara now says, Tanan, Im gilach yom shishim chaser echad. Now we're really pushing the limits over here. Yotza. Now, until now we've been talking, originally we started on day 31 and 61, then we moved the next case to day 30 and 60, and now we're going even further to say that the last day of the second Naziris can be on day 59. Yotza. And again we're saying that Yotza, shiyom shloishim oiloloi min haminyan. Because the 30th day counts towards the count of the Naziris. So we already said in the line before that the 30th day could count both towards the end of the first Naziris and towards the end of the to the end of the first Naziris. You can shave on the end of the first Naziris, and it also counts now towards the second Naziris. But how do we get to day 59? So one second, Bishleim of the Rav, the Gemara says, Bishleim of the Rav Masna Nicha. So according to Rav Masna, it works, because if you think about it, if day 30 itself counts, so that's exactly the Cheshbon, because day 30 obviously is the end of the first Naziris, and 59 days, day 59, it gets confusing in the math, because day 30 is already day one. So by the time you get to the next 1, 2, 3, really that is really the second day of your Naziris. Because the first day of the Naziris was day 30 of the last count. So it's really day 59 is 30 days after day the 30th of the first Naziris. So therefore, according to Rav Masna, we understand how you're able to shave on day 59. El Bar Pada Lomali Ha'amar Shloishachos Lomali. What do we need this case? We already said that according to Bar Poda, it's always 29 days. So day 30 was never part of the first Naziris really in the first place. So if it was never part of the Naziris in the first place, day 30, there is no such thing as day 30. Day 30 is always day number one of the next Naziris. And remember, according to Bar Poda, you only need 29 days. So of course you're going to get to day 59. So what do you need? What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah here, according to Bar Poda? What are we adding that we don't already know? So the Gemara answers, Anachanami, Amar Loch, Anon Nami, Ahosamchi. You're right. This is the Mishnah that proves that my Cheshbon is correct. Meaning, when I saw this Mishnah, I realized, one second, if it's already good to shave on day 59, it must be that you really only need 29 days. This is, not only is this not a kasha on me, according to Bar Poda, he says, this is the source. This is the makar for me to be able to say that really all Naziris are only 29 days. So since they're only 29 days, that's why, so again, because the first Naziris was 29 days. And remember, according to Bar Poda, you don't say mixes yam kikule. So the first Naziris was 29 days. You're going to end up bringing a karbanis on the 30th day. That's fine. You're bringing a karbanis on the 30th day. But you're really, once you bring the karbanis, now you're ready to start the next Naziris. According to everybody, even Bar Poda, who doesn't hold the mixes yam kikule, that's only at the end of the Naziris. But the beginning of the next Naziris, once I bring my karbanis, I'm able to start my next Naziris. So once I'm able to start my next Naziris, by day 59, it's already, not only that, it's only 29 days, it's more than 29 days later. I'll do a full 29, which is really technically day 58, if you do the math, because remember, day 30 doesn't count. Day 30 isn't really part of the Naziris, in the first Naziris anyway, so it's really 29 plus another 29, which is day 58. So why am I bringing my korbanos on day 59? Only because, remember, Bar Poda does not hold the mixes of Yom Kikuloi at the end of the Naziris. So I was really finished my Naziris on day 58, and then I bring my korbanos on day 59, because according to Bar Poda, I'm always bringing my korbanos the day after my Naziris. And this is the point, this is how Bar Poda is able to say that's exactly the proof to my Shita, that it's 29 plus 29, and again, which is really 58, and I bring the Korbanos on 59, because I don't hold of Mixas Hayom Kikulei at the end of the Naziris. So it's not that part of the Mishnah is my proof, that that's really the Cheshbon. But we have one more Mishnah. Tanan. Misha Omar, Hareini Nozer. Somebody says, I am a Nozer. Nitma yom shloishim soiser esako. Well, we have two more Mishnahs. This is the first one of this concept. So now we have a new problem. So we now discussed when the first quote, the Mishnahs that we've been quoting till now, is dealing with when the Naziris ends for purposes of figuring out when you can bring your korbanos, you can shave and bring your korbanos. Now let's talk about the halachas that apply specifically to when I am during the Naziris. So a guy says, I want to be a Nozer. Misham Hareini Nozer, Nitmar Yom Shloishim Now what if he becomes tame on the last day of the Naziris? So soiser es ha'kol. It unwinds the entire Naziris, which is a concept that we're familiar with. The Torah itself says, the Pasuk in the Torah, that if you become tame in the middle of the Naziris, kol yomei nazir and yiplu, they're no longer applicable, and you have to start over again. And the chiddush over here is, even on the last day of the Naziris, it also, the whole Naziris falls apart, you have to start again. But the problem is that the Mishnah says, what is the last day of your Naziris? The 30th day. So therefore it's a kasha. Vishlam of the Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, we agree that the 30th day is the last day of the Naziris, and the Chayra, we'll see in a moment if this is true, but L'chaira, it seems like it should be no different than any other day during the Naziris. So if it falls apart, once you have to the whole Naziris doesn't count, you have to start over again the full 30. El Bar Poda Kasha, but according to Bar Poda, this is a very simple Kasha, because according to Bar Poda, the Naziris was really only 29 days. So if the Naziris is only 29 days, why should becoming Tomei on day 30 be an issue? It's not part of the Naziris at all. It's after the Naziris is done. Yes, I understand you didn't bring your Korbanos yet, and you shouldn't be coming, and you shouldn't become Tomei because you didn't bring your Korbanos yet, and you shouldn't drink wine because you didn't bring your Korbanos yet. But Lamaisa, it's not during the Naziris. You counted my full 29 days. So why should it unravel the entire Naziris? So now on the top of Vavamabes, Amalach Bar Poda. So once again, Bar Poda is going to answer similar to what he said before. Ema Seifa, let's look at the next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eina Soiser El Shiva. You're right. Rabbi Eliezer says that it only undoes 7 days. When we say that you have to redo Naziris, actually, technically, the way Tosfos points out, is that you're not even really redoing the Naziris. The halacha is when you become tameh, you have to shave. No problem. You have to bring the karbanos tumah. But you still haven't brought the karbanos for your completion of your naziris. So you have to wait another 7 days because you're tameh for the next 7 days. You have to, and obviously we're talking about tumas meis over here, when you're tameh. So you have to wait till you get the hazod on the third and the seventh day from the para aduma. And you have to wait 7 days before you're able to bring the korbanos. So when we say that we're using the terminology of it undoes the naziris, but it doesn't actually mean it undoes the naziris. It means the same thing as if you were undoing the naziris, that you have to start again. But over here, really, it's just a matter of waiting the proper amount of time before you're able to bring the korbanos. So Bar Poda is going to say, once again, this next line of the Mishnah proves that I have a shita that works according to me. That really, on day 30, it's nothing. On day 30, meaning, when I say nothing, mean it's not really part of the Naziris anymore. However, technically, I have to wait 7 days before I can bring the Korbanos because I became Tummy. So I have to wait to get rid of the Tumah. And then I'm able to bring the Korbanos. And Rashi does point out, or the Shita, the Rivan, says that you have to wait at least a minimum of 7 days so that your hair can grow long enough so that you can shave it again. Because remember, when the person became tummy and brought the korbanos for the tumah, he had to shave his hair then. So now you're going to have to wait 7 days for your hair to grow. Okay, Rashi just throws in a very interesting point. But the main thing, as the Gemara itself says later, is because of the korbanos. You have to wait 7 days before you can bring the korbanos. In any event, you see, according to Bar Poda, that you're right, day 30, there is no real significance of day 30. It's after the Naziris. And when we say it unravels, we only mean those 7 days that you have to wait. It's not really undoing the Naziris itself. You just have to wait 7 days before you can bring the Korbanos to complete the Naziris. Now, so the Gemara, now, according to the way Tosfos learns, it says Isak Daitoch Shloishim Beinon, because if you really needed the full 30, Nister Kulo, it should go back and unwind the whole thing. It shouldn't only unwind 7 days. So this, the way Tosfos learns, is a kasha on Rav Masna. Rav Masna was the one who said that you really have to wait 30 days. So Bar Poda's answer is, yeah, day 30 is not really part of the Naziris. So this makes perfect sense. But now Rav Masna, who originally made sense in the ratio of the Mishnah, once again, is difficult with these B'di'evit cases. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Rav Masna is very difficult to understand. Why doesn't day 30 unravel the whole thing? So once again, the Gemara gives a similar answer, and he says, "Kosova, Rav Masna will hold that Rabbi Eliezer holds mixtas hayoim kikuloi, which is not an unfamiliar concept, but now we have to apply it over here, which means this as follows: that once I hold mixtas hayoim kikuloi, and that day counted as if I counted the Naziris. So just like we understand if the person became Tomei after the Naziris was over, it wouldn't undermine the entire Naziris. So too, day 30 once I do a little bit of day 30, it's as if I finished counting my 30 days. So once I finish counting my 30 days, so then it's only going to get rid of the 7 days. I have to wait for the Karbonis, but I'm not going to undo the Naziris. So that, again, the Chiddush now is, as Tosfos points out, the Chiddush is that even though I didn't bring my Karbonis yet, it's already considered as if I finished my counting. And once I finish my counting, so then the Naziris is, then the Tumah is not going to unravel the entire Naziris. Okay, so once again. Okay, Tanan. So now let's do the next case in the Mishnah. So far we quoted a case where you had a Naziris for 30 days, and you became Tamei on the 30th day, which according to Rav Masna is the last day of the Naziris, and according to Bar Poda is the day after the Naziris. Okay, but what about the following case? Similar but different. The next case is Tanan, Hareini Nozer Meayoyim. So instead of being, he accepted upon himself not to be the regular duration of a Naziris. He wanted an extended Naziris for 100 days, which is fine. But similar idea, Nitma Yoim Meya, if he became Tomei on the 100th day itself, Soyser Hakol, the Tanakama Sheet is, that ruins everything, because once again, you're a Nazir, and you have to redo the Naziris. However, Rabbi Eliezer has an interesting Shita, and he says, Eina Soyser Elo, Shloishim Yoim. The most you could ever undo is 30 days. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Even though it's at the end of an extended Naziris, if I have to redo something, I only have to redo 30 days of the Naziris. However, the Gemara's kasha is like this. Rabbi Eliezer, mixtas hayoyim kikuloi. But once again, you just told me 2 seconds ago that Rabbi Eliezer holds on the, we hold mixtas hayoyim kikuloi for purposes of the last day. So on the last day, you're already basically finished your Naziris halfway through the day, or a little bit into the day. So if so, Nistar Shiva, then you should only have to undo 7 days, because as we already established in the previous case, it's on the last day, you really did finish your Naziris already before you became Tummy. So it should only undo 7 days. Now, the way Tosfos learns, this is a kasha on Rav Masna, and then the next line of the Gemara is a kasha on Bar Poda. V'hiloi sabar mixtas hayom kikuloi, which is Bar Poda Shita, we don't hold a mixtas hayom kikuloi, lister kulu. So it should really undo the whole thing, because the halacha, the pasuk in the Torah does say that when you become Tamei during the Naziris, it undoes the Nazir. All the days of the Naziris were unraveled. So where is this 30 days coming in from? So the Gemara has to say a new Chiddush. Lo'ilom lo'yamina mixas hayam kikuloi. So really we don't hold the mixas hayam kikuloi. Now this is an answer really according to Rav Masna. We don't hold the mixtas hayoyim kikuloi for purposes of becoming tamei. So now we're saying a new chiddush, that even if you hold mixtas hayoyim kikuloi, which allows you to bring the carbon if you want to on that last day, however, the reality is until you bring that carbon, you are still in a full naziris. If it's now, and when I say that is on the 30th day, until you bring the carbon, you're continuing to bring the carbon. Like, because who's to say mixtas hayoyim kikuloi? Who is it? 5 minutes? Is it 10 minutes? Is it an hour? How much of the day has to be into the day before you could say that you've already done part of the that you did the Naziris and now you completed the Naziris? So according to this line in the Gemara, the way Tosfos learns is that until I bring my carbonos, it's still part of the Naziris. I could end it at any point, but as long as I did not end it, it's still part of the Naziris, even on the day on the last day of the Naziris. Now, I emphasize this point because I do agree, or Rav Masna will agree, that if it's after I finish the completed day, and for whatever reason I didn't bring my Karbonis, I decide to bring the Karbonis after that day, that's a different story. Because then that's already after the full count. So the count is over. But if it's while I'm counting, until I bring the Karbonis, it's still part of that day. However, so the Gemara says the Yachi Lister Kulu. So once again, if you're going to hold that it's mamish part of the day and it's mamish in the middle of the Naziris, then it should unravel the entire Naziris. Where does this 30 days come from? So finally, the Gemara gives a chiddush. Amareish Lakish, Hainu Taimed the Rabbi Eliezer. So where does Rabbi Eliezer get this idea that it unravels, but it only ravels 30 days? Amar Kra, because it's based on a pasuk. Because the pasuk itself says, Zois Teres Hanozir Biyoim Melas Yemei Nizrei. That on the last, Yom Malas means on the day that it completes, Yemei Nizrei, it only represents the days of the Naziris. So, HaTorah Omro Nitma B'Yom Malas. The Torah is saying a new Chiddush, that if you become Temei on that last day, on the day that you completed the Naziris, Tein Loi Toiras Nazir. Then you have to undo a Naziris again. And what is a Naziris? A Naziris in this context means Stam Naziris. And Stam Naziris, without getting to the Machlekes Bar Padan and Rav Masna, let's keep it simple. The Stam Naziris is 30 days. And that's why Anachanami, it only unravels 30 days. It's a Gzeris HaKosov. It's a Gzeris HaKosov that's special and unique to this last day of the Naziris. That if on the last day of the Naziris you became Tamei, you only have to undo a Naziris. Now, the problem here is, and I'm just going to go through this very quickly, Tosfos points out that there's a contradiction between this line in the Gemara and the line on the top of the Omid. The line on the top of the Omid also was talking about a case where you became Tamei on the last day. And now we're explaining this in Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The previous case was that you became Tamei on day 30. And there, Rabbi Eliezer specifically said that you only unravel 7 days. And here he's saying, well, you became Tamei on day 100, which is, and now all of a sudden it's 30 days. But the truth of the matter is, both cases are the last day. And if the last day, based on a Gzeiris HaKosev, Reish Lakish's Gzeiris HaKosev, the last day requires that you redo a whole Naziris. So Tosfos tries one Teretz, and then he brings the Marif, that brings a very interesting Pshat. He says, Pshat is like this. What the Torah is saying, Yemei Nizrei, is that if you become Tamei during your Naziris, then you have to do a Stam Naziris. I'm going to introduce for the first time the concept of a Stam Naziris. That only works if the first Naziris wasn't a Stam Naziris. Which of course when I accepted upon myself 100 days, that's obviously not a Stam Naziris. That's not you don't get to 100 days. You had to have said specifically how many days you wanted. And therefore, in this case, then on the last day, now we're going to introduce a Stam Naziris. So Tosfos says you have to say that the case before, even though it doesn't say it quite in the Mishnah, but when it said that I was a Nazir for Shloishim Yoim, over there it was talking about where I specifically said I want to be a Nazir. Sorry, excuse me. Over there, just the opposite. Over there it was a Stam Naziris. And since it was a Stam Naziris, you can't introduce again another Stam Naziris. Again, a very big chiddush that Tosfos says, that over there in the case of 30, since you already did a Stam Naziris, you're already done with Stam Naziruses. So now if you became Tamei on the last day, it's only going to do 7 days. Because you already this idea of giving you 30 days is only if you hadn't done a Stam Naziris yet, and you become Tamei on the last day, you need all those conditions, then we redo, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, we redo a Stam Naziris, which is 30 days. But if you already had a Stam Naziris, you can't redo another Stam Naziris. That's not where the Pasuk is referring, and therefore there's no contradiction in Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Here it's 30 days because it's a Stam we're introducing for the first time. Before it's only, the first case where it's 30 days, we already did our Stam Naziris, so then you only have to wait 7 days. A very interesting Chiddush in Tosfos. But otherwise, it's a glaring contradiction. Because both cases are becoming Tamei on the last day, and in one place Rabbi Eliezer says 7 days, in one place Rabbi Eliezer says 30 days. So you have to answer that contradiction in one way or another. Okay, so that takes us really to the trying to interpret the machlokes between Rabbi Bar Poda and Rabbi Masna. After all these complications, let's at least walk away with one thing straight. Even though the Mishnah says Stam Naziris Shloishim Yoim, and that's what we refer to in all of Shas, that a Stam Naziris is 30 days, there is a fundamental machlokes, really how long is the Naziris itself? According to Rav Masna, it goes along with what we've always been saying, it's 30 days Naziris, and the Chiddush is you can bring your Karbonis on the last day of the Naziris itself, but it is 30 days. L'chatchila.
On the 30th day,
yes, because you hold mixes of Yom Kekuloi. Once you hold mixes of Yom Kekuloi, that's the end of the Nazirus. And then, according to Bar Poda, which is, again, more of a unique Shita and more surprising for us, so worth pointing out, Bar Poda says, really, the Nazirus was 29 days. But he doesn't hold the mixes of Yom Kekuloi, so I needed the full 29, and then I'm only able to shave and bring my Karbonis on the 30th day. So when we, according to Bar Poda, this terminology of Stam Nazirus Shloishim Yom means I'm going to deal with my Nazirus on the 30th day. But really, the Nazirus itself was really only 29. So every time you're learning the sukkahs, you have to realize that that's Bar Poda's. It's a 29 plus 1. It's 29 is the Nazirus plus 1 to deal with getting rid of the Nazirus. Let's at least walk away and make sure we remember that basic machlokes. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Let us say that this machlokes Bar Poda and Rav Masna had a darshan how long the duration of the Nazirus is. It's really a machlokes Tanoim. There are other Tanoim, because remember, Bar Poda and Rav Masna are Amaroim. Let's say that this machlokes really shows up at the level of Tanoim. Because the pasuk says, Ad Melas HaYamim, says that you have to complete the Nazirus until the end of the Nazirus. Shaminon Miyot Yomim Shnaim. Now the reality is that it's just Hayomim, it's, you have to complete the days. This is talking about when a person becomes Tamei. So you have to wait before you can bring the Korbanis. Really, Yomim is 2 days. Really, it should be 2 days. Talmud Loimer Kadosh Yiyeh. That's a very important drasha. Kadosh Yiyeh Godol Pera. Then the pasuk has to tell us, no, that you have to regrow your hair. And we darshan ein gidosar pachas mishloishim divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, I have to wait till my hair regrows, and the minimum of my hair regrowing is 30 days. But he bases this idea, this notion of 30 days, based on the pasuk of Kodesh Yiyeh Godol Pera, that I have to wait till the Yiyeh, which is the same drasha as Rav Masna that also said Yiyeh. So that's Rabbi Yoshia's shita. But Rabbi Yonis and Oimer, and it's I don't need the pasuk, because Arei Oimer, the pasuk says Ad Melasa Yom, I have to finish the days. Eilu Hain. Now, which are those days? Shatzrich and the Melois. Which days do I have to redo? Have Oimer Shloishim. So the fulfillment of the days. Now the Naziris was 30 days, so I have to refill those days. So it's going to be another 30 days. Okay, fine. That is Rabbi Yonis and drasha. It's just because if I'm counting how many days I have to do, if I have to redo days, the number of days is always going to be 30 days. So now again, 30 means Bar Poda's 30. But my lab, so it seems, now this machlokes between between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason is a machlokes tanoim. So my lab, Rav Masna da Amaka Rabbi Yoshia, as we just explained according to Tosfos, because he also darshens the word yeah, so it's 30 days, and Ubar Poda da Amaka Rabbi Yonason, and he'll say like Rabbi Yonason Shita, which is just the number of days we have to count the amount of days, which would line up with Rabbi Yonason Shita. And if that's the case, so then why Rav Masna and Bar Poda arguing on a machlekes, which seems to already be a machlekes tanoi? So Amalach Rav Masna, very interesting, the way Tosfos Medayek over here, that the answer really only works according to Rav Masna. Rav Masna will answer, no. Kuli alma shloishim ve'inun. Everybody agrees that you really need 30, meaning both Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason both hold that you need 30, and it's because of the drasha. Vahacha ba'ad ba'ad b'chlal pligi. They're arguing on a completely different point. When we say 30, do you need all 30, or is part of the 30 going to be as count as well? Rabbi Yoshia sover ad ba'ad v'loy ad b'chlal, that I don't count the day itself. So if it's not the day itself, it's not loy ad b'chlal, it's not included in the count itself. So I have to start over, and I literally have to do another 30. Rabbi Yonason sover. So Rabbi Yonason is arguing only on this ad ba'ad b'chlal. He knows that it's accounted already, so I really only need another 29, because it's included this day that I became Tamei, or rather the day that I become Tara already counts towards going towards the next cheshvan. So they're arguing on a slightly different point of how do I do the count. But they're not arguing about whether it's 29 or 30. They're arguing about how do I count the 30. So that's the way Rav Masna learned. So Tosfos interestingly points out that this is according to Bar Poda, though, there is no answer. According to Bar Poda, you have to say that his shita only works according to Rabbi Yonason and does not work according to Rabbi Yoshia. So according to Bar Poda, it's a machlokes. He holds that it's a shita that holds not like him, that this is a machlokes. Okay, let's just continue for the next minute or two just to finish the Gemara to the next Mishnah. Amar Mar, we just said before, Elu Hein Yomim Shetzuchim L'Malois, what are the days that you have, now that we know that you became Tomei and you have to redo the days, what are the days? Havei Omer Shloshim, that's 30 days. Okay, so now we know so if I need to know how many days I need to do, it's 30 days. The Gemara says, Ve'ema Shabbos. Maybe it just means a week, or literally the way Tosfos, I think, understands, maybe you have to wait till Shabbos. You always have to wait till you complete Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Shabbos mi'ika chasiruso. Is there ever a day where, is there ever such a thing as a day, sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more that I have to complete? It's, Shabbos is always automatically the seventh day. So it's, if it's always automatically the seventh day, that's not a day, that's not, we don't have to complete the week. The week is automatically that, gonna be that amount. So now on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, we're just gonna do the three lines to the Mishnah. The Eima Shana, okay. So maybe, fine. It can't be a week, because a week is always a set amount. So maybe it's a year. Now, as we know, the year, sometimes we have an Ibra year, sometimes we don't have an Ibra year. It could be, a year could be different, and sometimes the months could be 30, sometimes it could be 31. A year itself can be manipulated to have different amounts. So, why not, maybe he has to wait a full year. If he becomes Tomei, he has to wait a full year. The Gemara says, no. Mi manina and liyomim, the problem is, we said liyomim, that we're gonna count yomim. And years don't get counted by days. Years get counted by months. Varabana de Kesri Amri, they explain this. It says, Minayin she'ein moinin yomim l'shanim. How do we know that we don't count the days? It's not, we don't count the year based on days. Shenamar l'chodshe ha'shana. It's based on the months of the year. Chadoshim mechashmin l'shanim, v'lo yonim l'shanim. When we want to count years, we count how many months in the year. So as they said, sometimes there's a 12-month year, sometimes there's a 13-month year. How many days within the month itself? That's a din in the cheshbon of the month. That's not a din in the cheshbon of the year. So whatever the year ends up being, based on what the months, individual months were, that's what it ends up being. But you're not counting the days, you're counting the months. So therefore, the only time that you're counting days is the counting of how many days are in the month. So that's exactly what we're saying. When we're talking, so a month goes up and down. Sometimes a month is 29, sometimes a month is 30. So that's what we're saying over here also, that you have to count these are the days that you're going to count. So it's going to be 30 days, because it's 30 days is the amount of days that goes into a month, and therefore that's the amount of days that goes into a Naziris when you have to complete the Naziris. Okay, we'll stop over here.